Okay, thank you all for coming. We're trained from a young age to love Chanukah. Everyone gets excited as we get closer to Chanukah already from a young age. My kids spend the whole year, most of the year, they tell me what they want for Chanukah. It's constantly changing, but anytime they see anything, they always say, oh, I want that for Chanukah, I want that for Chanukah, I want that for Chanukah. So that's why as kids, you know, we really feel very connected to Chanukah. Some of us, as we get older, our connection to Chanukah changes. Some of us, it doesn't. But for some of us, our connection to Chanukah changes as we understand the deeper themes behind Chanukah. Anybody know where the Gemara discusses Chanukah? Shabbos Lefalev. Okay, so the Gemara in Shabbos, when it discusses the holiday of Chanukah, it says that the next year, they established that the days of Chanukah should be days of Hallel and Hoda'ah. What does Hallel and Hoda'ah mean? So Rashi says Hallel and Hoda'ah means Hallel is the recitation of Hallel. And Hoda'ah means saying Al Anisim. That's what it means to have Hallel and Hoda'ah. So where do we look next to see if that's brought down? We look at the Rambam, because all great vorts are based off of whether the Rambam says something or doesn't. And wouldn't you know, if you look at the Rambam doesn't mention in Hilchos Chanukah anything about saying Al Anisim. Nowhere. Where does he mention saying Al Anisim? He mentions it in the halachos of tefillah, that you have to say Al Anisim in davening, which is weird, because if the whole point of Chanukah being established was as a day of Hallel and Hodah, you would think the Rambam would mention it in Hilchos Chanukah. That was an easy one. I'm trying to get you to participate more so that we'll make sure everyone pays attention, even though we're doing the Torah part more than the Musar part. So we have, it's not mentioned in Hilchos Chanukah. It's only mentioned in Hilchos Tefillah. Bit odd. Yes? It is a bit odd. Thank you. So Rav Turchin in his Kuntres Chanukah Megillah explains that according to the Rambam, saying Al Anisim is not part of the obligation of the day. It's just a din and benching. You have to, just like you say Al V'Yavo in davening and in benching. So you say Al Anisim in davening and in benching. And that's why the Rambam doesn't bring it down in Hilchos Chanukah. Rather, he only brings it down in Hilchos Tefillah. But that's a bit odd, because the Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah, Hallel, he just doesn't say Al Anisim. The Gemara puts together Hallel and Hoda'ah. So did the Rambam forget? The Rambam put in Hallel, and he left out Hoda'ah, which is Al Anisim. Did the Rambam forget? Probably not. So what do you have to say? Any suggestions? Why did the Rambam leave out Al Anisim from the halachas of Chanukah? No suggestions. Fascinating. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach explains that according to the Rambam, Hoda'ah does not mean Al Anisim. According to the Rambam, Hoda'ah doesn't mean Al Anisim. Rashi said Hoda'ah means Al Anisim. According to the Rambam, Hoda'ah does not mean Al Anisim. Hoda'ah really is included in the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold Hoda'ah is? Hoda'ah is lighting Chanukah candles. That is Hoda'ah. It's clear. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od, Vitzarech Adam Lehi Zaherba, Kedei Lehodiyah HaNesu, Lehosef B'Sheva Chakel, VeHoda'ah, Al Anisim Sh'asalanu. According to the Rambam, how do you fulfill Hoda'ah? By lighting Chanukah candles. So the Rambam didn't leave out Hoda'ah, he just had a different understanding of what Hoda'ah is. And therefore says, Roshol Mzalman Orba, that according to the Rambam, how many of you light Chanukah candles every year? Most of us light Chanukah candles every year. How many of you, when you were lighting Chanukah candles, were thinking about, ah, thank you Hashem for the Nisim that you caused us? No, not so many. Not so many. Not your fault. Not your fault. Not your fault. You didn't know that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that according to the Rambam, if when you're lighting Chanukah candles, you don't have in mind to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim, you weren't Yotzei the Mitzvah. Can you imagine? You've been lighting Chanukah candles every year. Every year we light Chanukah candles, thinking I'm being Yotzei Mitzvah. And according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, according to the Rambam, no! Another mitzvah that you were not actually Yotzei. This one you're upset about. Because you're like, I thought I was even doing this mitzvah. And I couldn't even pull it off. It says, Shlomo Zalman, that according to the Rambam, lighting Chanukah candles is the form of Hoda'ah. And if you don't have that in mind when lighting Chanukah candles, so then you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. You have to think about when you're lighting Chanukah candles, that you're thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He does for you. Not just the Nisim. That's an easy one. I'm lighting Chanukah candles. Thank you, Hashem, for the Nisim that you gave to us. What Nisim He gave to us? That was so long ago. What does that have to do with me? Come on. But think about every day. The Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you. That is what we're supposed to be thinking about during the lighting of the candles. And with this we could explain a very bothersome Gemara that I'm sure you all saw when you got to Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that says, Haraga B'ner, you have Banam Talmid HaChachamim. How many people's parents light Hanukkah candles? Yeah. How many of you are Talmid HaChachamim? Anybody? Anybody? Okay. So for Dov's parents have paid off, Zanger's parents have paid off. But for most of us, our parents have been lighting candles, and yet we haven't become those Talmid HaChachamim. So okay, give me time, give me time. Maybe I'll become that Talmid HaChacham. Okay. I'm not going to question. Some of your parents are Talmid HaChachamim. Some of them aren't. And your grandparents probably lit candles also. So how could the Gemara say that if you're Ragel B'ner, that you will have Banim Talmidei Chachamim? I'm looking right now and I'm seeing proof that that's not necessarily the case. Just saying. Mitzvah Shem, the right time. But right now it seems not. And percentage-wise, if you have to play the percentages, not likely that we'll hit, 1,000. Probably not. So, what's the pshat in that Gemara? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explains, it's this idea. Doesn't mean if you just light candles. Anybody can light candles. Yeah, I lit the candles. I did my mitzvah. Now I'm going to have Talmid HaChachamim. Shkayach, easy way out. Another classic segula to pull off. No, says Shlomo Zalman. It has to be you're lighting the candles and you're thinking about, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. That you're thinking about, thank you Hashem for all these miracles that you gave me. And if you don't light with the proper kavana, you lost that zechus. And the segula you were trying to pull off, it just didn't work out. Because when we light Hanukkah candles, we have to have in mind that we're thinking of Kadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles that He has performed for us. And this, now we understand why the Rambam says, Mitzvah chavivihi ad ma'oid. It is such a precious mitzvah. Really? Hanukkah candles? I can think of a lot of other precious mitzvahs. Shabbos, Kashrus, wearing a yarmulke. The big three. Come on. Those I can see as chavivihi ad ma'oid. Hanukkah candles? That's not one of the big defining factors of a religious Jew. So it can't be tefillin, thank you. Any time of the day. It has to be chavivihi ad ma'oid. So how is it that now you're going to tell me Nerus Chanukah, that's chavivihi ad ma'oid. But with this we understand, the Sefer Yerach Lamo'adim explains that chavivihi ad ma'oid. Get ready for this is wild. Amazing shot. Why do we do the mitzvot that we do? Why do we do mitzvot in general? Says the Yerach Lamo'adim, the reason we do mitzvos is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to? Hashem gives us everything. And our way of repaying Him is by doing mitzvos. So the reason we do every mitzvah that we do is lahodos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He gives us. So if that's the foundation of all the mitzvos that we do, then if the identity of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, that if you don't have this in mind, you don't fulfill the mitzvah, well, that's chavivihi ad ma'oid. It's the most precious mitzvah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because it tells us what all the mitzvahs are about. When you light Chanukah candles, you have to think of Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you do all the mitzvahs, it's about thinking of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look at your life. See how much in your life comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban in Parshas Bo famously says, Hashem performs the open miracle so that we could see the small things in our life. The things that are hidden from us are also miracles. I heard a crazy story this week about someone named Aaron Eisenstein, who is not related to Rav Eisenstein. I checked with him, but I told him the story and he thought it was an awesome story also. So Aaron Eisenstein was a big scuba diver. Scuba diving is not such a simple thing. Anybody here scuba dive? Anybody ever been scuba diving? Dove? No? Oh, okay. So scuba diving is not a simple thing. I don't know. I've never been scuba diving. I've only heard about scuba diving accidents. So this is another story of a scuba diving accident. So this guy was an expert scuba diver. And when you're an expert scuba diver, you don't just go scuba diving. First of all, you go scuba diving without a guide. And you go scuba diving into caves. Apparently you have to have a special license, I don't know, to go into caves according to this story. So this guy was an expert scuba diver and he would go into these caves. He had 10 minutes of oxygen left in his tank, and he decides, I'm just going to go into one more cave. Already, you could tell that this is not heading in a good direction. If you have 10 minutes left of your oxygen, you probably shouldn't be going into caves, even if you're an expert scuba diver. This guy decided he was going to go into this cave. So he goes into the cave. The partner who he was with disappears, as happens in many of these stories. He disappears, and the guy now goes into the cave by himself. He sees it's darker than he thought it would be. But worse than that, it's narrower than he thought it would be. And he can't turn around. If he turns around, his tank will get dislodged and he won't have the oxygen anymore. And he's not able to go backwards. And he looks in front of him and all of a sudden he sees an electric eel coming at him. Electric eels are not deadly, but if you get shocked by an electric eel when you only have 10 minutes left of oxygen and you're so far under the water, it's not going to end well for you. So he sees the electric eel coming at him. He has no way to get out, can't go forward, can't go backward. What's he going to do? He closes his eyes and he tries to go into a happy place to calm himself down. And he thinks back to when he was a child and when he was sitting in shul with his father. And he looks up and he sees in bright lights in front of him, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. And he, all of a sudden he thinks to himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the only person that knows where I am right now. No one else knows where I am. And you're the only person that could help me. And he just keeps thinking to himself over and over, you're the only one that could help me, you're the only one that could help me. He opens his eyes, and all of a sudden the electric eel just goes right by without touching him. He breathes a sigh of relief, but the problem is now he only has 9 minutes left of oxygen. And he dodged one bullet, but how's he going to get out? So he realizes the only way out is for him to take off the tank and just make a swim for it. Now he's too far under, it's not going to happen, but he has no other choice. So he takes off the tank and he just starts swimming up, 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 as fast as he can, as fast as he can, as fast as he can. And when he's about to pass out because he has no oxygen left and he can't hold his breath anymore, all of a sudden his friend who didn't go to the top appears and he takes his oxygen and gives it to his friend, gives it to Aaron Eisenstein. And they go, he takes big deep breaths and then he gives it back to him and they switch off back and forth until they get to the top and he makes it out alive. And Aaron Eisenstein said afterwards, he's like, on the one hand, I see, you know, the tremendous value of teamwork. But on the other hand, I see that if in this moment I was able to see this tremendous miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me, think about how many times things happen throughout my life that I don't recognize how pashut it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really always with me. It's an amazing story and an amazing message of realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those kinds of things are easy to see. Those are the easy ones. But thinking about how much we have to be thankful for throughout our lives. The Kuntres Binyan, Yemei Chanukah, says that Chanukah is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. What? Keneged Yaakov Avinu? Because the same Shemen that Yaakov used for the rock that he placed by his head was also used by the Chashmonaim. That is some long-lasting Shemen. And whether it is meant to be taken literally or not, we have to understand, what does Chanukah have to do with Yaakov Avinu? So get ready for this one. Another amazing one. Amazing. I'm telling you, you're going to love this. You're going to remember this forever. Anybody know how many holes the Yevanim made in the walls around the Beis HaMikdash?
13.
13 holes were made around the Beis HaMikdash by the Yevanim. Why the number 13? Says the Or Gedaliah, Keneged the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Keneged the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The Erech HaMoadim explains that they were trying to make the Jews think that Hashem is not running the world. He's not running the world. The Yevanim made the thing. There's no leader to the world. Everything is just derech hateva. It just runs naturally. And so when they returned, they bowed at each of the 13 holes. Why did they bow at the end of each of the 13 holes? To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving hoda'ah. We're giving hoda'ah to show that we do know that you are in control. And that's a connection to Yaakov Avinu. That's a connection to Yaakov Avinu. Because the Maharal in Nesivos Olam says that in Shema, Yaakov is connected b'choma odecha because of katonti mikol ha-chasidim. Each of the avos cling to Hashem in a different way. And Yaakov was through hodah. So it's a big deal that Yaakov is connected Chanukah because Chanukah is all about having hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He does for us. No matter what happens in our lives, to recognize that everything that happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is true whether it's good or bad, because it's more than that. Think about Yaakov's life. What happened in Yaakov's life? Lavan, Esav, Rachel, Dina, Yosef, Shimon, Binyamin. It was after just the Kadosh Baruch Hu just keeps on beating him down over and over and over again. How many other people would have just said, alright, enough already, I'm done, and chucked it, and given up, that's it. Do something good for me, please. Why do you keep on doing this to me? Why? That's not what Yaakov does. He had so many tzaros, and what does he say? Katonti! Thank you so much for everything you've given me. He still thanks Hashem, because Kashem Shemabarchan ala Tov, Kach Mabarchan ala Raz. The Kutzker says, Baskuf kebaskuf. It's a crazy one. Baskuf kebaskuf. That Sarah, when she was 100, was like she was 20. And he references Tehillim, Perek Kuf. And Tehillim Perek Chof. Chof is the Lam Natzeach that we say every day. And Kuf is Mizmor Lasoda, and you put the two together, that we have to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He does the good things, but we need to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He does the tough things also. So Yaakov went through all these sars, and he still thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He did for him. And this is what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is all about clinging to the Midah of Yaakov Avinu, and removing the darkness of Yavan, and trying to see everything that happens. Think about if you were standing outside, okay? You're standing outside over there on the street, they're doing ridiculous construction. Ridiculous construction over there. Banging, 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 banging. There's rocks falling all over the place. And let's say you're standing there, and all of a sudden a rock falls down, and it lands right next to you. This isn't just a rock, this is a boulder. And if it fell on you, it could have crushed you. So what is your response? Well, you have two options. One is, oh, I wish I would have gotten that on video. Anybody get that on video? Anybody get that on video? No? Oh, man, that would have been so cool if someone would have had on video a boulder falling right next to me and me being okay. What's for lunch? And just moving out. That's like a classic approach. A different approach is, oh my goodness, I could have been killed right there. Do I have to say Birkas HaGomel? Should I say Sha'asali Nes every time I walk by this place? This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu just did for me. If He did that for me, imagine what could have happened to me. I just walked in the door over there. Who knows what could have happened to me when I walked in the door over there? Crazy things happen in this world. Crazy things happen in this world all the time. And when it happens, we're all like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that happened. I never would have expected it. But we never expect that it's actually going to happen to us. And we never think for a moment, wow, do you see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me? That's unbelievable. I have to be so thankful for Him. Can you believe I woke up this morning? There are people that don't wake up. They just don't wake up one morning. They just don't wake up. We wake up every morning, so we assume what's going to happen tomorrow. We're going to wake up. And the next day, we're going to wake up. And we're going to wake up. It's like, yeah, Modani. I say Modani every morning. But like, really? First of all, do we really say Modani every morning? I don't know. Some of us do, some of us don't. Hopefully we all watch Negev Vasa though. But if you say Moda'ani and you don't think about it for a second, so like, wow, thank you Hashem for giving me another day. That's what this is supposed to invigorate us. When we go to light the Chanukah candles, you'll see there will be people sitting and staring at the Chanukah candles. What are they staring at? It's flames, come on. It's just flames, why are you staring? We have great pictures of guys just staring intently. Now, I don't know what they're thinking about. I don't. And I don't know the deep kavanos that are supposed to be had when you're staring at the flames. But a simple level, just sit there staring and think about, oh my goodness, thank you so much for this life that you've given me. My parents have done everything for me. So like, I don't even think for a second that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's doing it. But He really is. He's taking care of me all the time and I have to have tremendous thanks to Him. That's why it's Mitzchah Havivahi Ad Ma'od. To recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Throughout our day, we take so much for granted. Life is difficult. For you, not so much. It will get harder. It will get harder. Mirtz Hashem, get married. And then you'll have kids and you'll have to know what it's like to raise kids, which is so hard. And so much of it is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for everything you do. Because you know why that's awesome? You know why it's awesome when you start appreciating the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you? Then you start believing in Him more. You start believing in Him where you have real emunah. And you know what comes naturally when you have real emunah? Tefillah. Do you know what davening is when you don't believe in Hashem? It's so hard. It doesn't mean anything to me. Why am I saying these words? Why am I saying these words? I don't care. Don't tell me. Oh, I'll translate the words to you. I don't need an English translation. I'm not davening to anyone. So what's the point of saying the words? But when you really believe, when you really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davening is an insane experience. You don't have to have a long Shmoneh Esrei. You definitely don't have to clap. No need to clap when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. But, you have to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're davening. And you do that when you start looking at your life and seeing how everything He's done for you. It's unbelievable. One more story and with this will end. One more story. During the Vietnam War, there was a man named Charlie Plum, who was a fighter pilot on the Kitty Hawk, which was a ship. He was a fighter pilot. He had flown many, many missions. Every time it was successful. It was always successful. And then he had one more mission that he had to fly. So he figured it would be successful also. He's flying out on the mission. And all of a sudden this plane gets shot down. And he's going down. He pulls his parachute. He lands in enemy territory. He's safe, alive, but not safe. The enemy comes, they grab him, they take him. He's in captivity for 5 years. He's in captivity for 5 years. After 5 years, the war is over. He goes home. He becomes a famous speaker. He speaks about his experiences all over the place. It's unbelievable. One time, he's sitting in a restaurant. someone comes up behind him and says, "Are you Charlie Plum?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Were you the one that was on the Kitty Hawk?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Why are you asking me so many questions?" He's like, "I was on that ship also. And I packed your parachute that day." He's like, "Really?" And he starts interrogating, make sure that it's really, really the right guy. "Yeah, you were on the ship." He proves it. He's like, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate so much what you did for me." Today they have a nice hug and the guy leaves. And afterwards, Charlie Plum said, he's like, "I was with this guy all the time. How many times did I say hello to him? Here I am, this awesome fighter pilot. You ever think I look at the guy who's packing the parachutes? Never. I don't acknowledge him at all. But if this guy wouldn't have packed that parachute, I wouldn't be alive today." HaKadosh Baruch Hu packs our parachutes for us every day, so many times a day. And how many times do we acknowledge any of them? How many? If we just start to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu more in our lives, it will make our path to being a Yarei Shamayim, our path to being a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, so much easier. Just take a moment at the end of the day, just look back on your day before you go to sleep, whatever time it is, hopefully earlier rather than later, and think about one thing from the day. Holy cow, that's crazy that happened. What an amazing life HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. Thank you so much. So when we get, especially as we get closer to Chanukah, and we start thinking about lighting the Chanukah candles, to think how much we have to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us closer to Him and bring us closer on the path of becoming the true Avdei Hashem that we want to be.